Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Let's let this tongue praise Him. Father, we praise You and thank You with our tongue, with our being, with our everything. We're so grateful that You've given us this mighty power, the Word of God, to describe to us who we are and what we can do in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank You for giving us the book, the owner's manual, and thank You that this book works for every one of us today, whether we know it or not. But Lord, to those of us that know it and learn it and act on it, we get to see great and mighty things. Praise Your holy name. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, praise the Lord. At the end of the teaching today, you'll be able to find an address, or actually a phone number and an email address, where you can order these teachings free and postpaid and get them in their entirety. Or you can go to our website and listen to them in their entirety there. Now then, first of all, I want you to know there's been many studies done about people and about people, at how they see themselves. Even though people may be in fairly good health, there may not be any major problems wrong with them. If they say with their mouth, you know, that I don't think I'll live to be 60 or 50 or 38 or whatever, people say those kind of things, and the majority of those people get what they say. And even people that say, well, I'm just old, you know, I'm 60, and, you know, and they think that's old. But we've been trained to think that 60 is old. And most people, by the time they're 60 or 65 years old, they're ready for a wheelchair, or they're ready to do nothing. But there's so many of those kind of people out there. Well, those kind of people that see themselves like that, that's the way they will become. Because they see themselves, they have a poor image of themselves, and they don't know what the Word of God says about them, that the Lord is their strength. He is their healer. He's their deliverer. They don't know these things. And so, by not knowing them, naturally, their confession is wrong. So, people that have an image of themselves being in poor health, and they'll naturally talk about it. You know, I mean, I never get so amazed, even in church. You walk up to someone, and maybe they're getting a little older. Maybe they are 60 or 70 years old. You walk up to them and say, how are you doing today? And they say, you don't want to know. I've got this pain here and that pain here. And oh, when I passed 50, I just knew I was going to have pains. And sure enough, it's just one pain and one weakness after another. I just can't stand up or I can't walk. Hey, that's your confession. And if you have that type of a confession of yourself, then that's what you're going to have. Because the Lord has given you the power in your tongue. Now, if you see these people that have this apparently they appear to be in fairly good health, but their confession is wrong, they have the wrong image of themselves, you will see that this will kill them. You know, that this wrong image, you know, absolutely, it will take them even down unto death. Well, that again will confirm what we said yesterday on the tape. On Proverbs 18:21, Jesus said in the Word of God, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, what you believe and speak not only affects your whole body, but your immune system as well. Your words become either a blessing or a curse to you. Now, isn't that something to think that your words, you will either be cursed with your words, or you will be condemned with you, or you'll be blessed. So you're blessed or cursed with your words. Now then, let's look and see what Jesus quoted a scripture in Luke 6:45, and this is how He said it. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Now the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks? Think about that. Think about what you say you get. Now, I am completely convinced from my study of the Word of God that your own words can change your immune system for better or worse. Well, it says in James chapter 3, verse 3, starting verse 3, says, it says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle his whole body. Think about that. Now it says there, behold, that we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small rudder. Now, wherever the governor or the driver of the ship wants it to go, even so the tongue is a little member, and it boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue. Now, it says, the tongue that is among our members, it defiles the whole body, and it sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But it says, no man can control the tongue. Well, there's only one that can control the tongue, and that's the Holy Spirit. So you need to make sure that you have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. Now, in James 3, it says, that's what it says here in James 3. We just got through reading that. Now, the words that you speak are vital to your health and well-being. You noticed up there, he said that if you control your words, you will be able to control your whole body. Well, that's written in the Word of God. This is just not an accident. So I believe that there are some diseases that will never be cured unless people learn to speak the languages of health that the body understands. Now, God's Word is infused or engrafted into you by giving voice to His Word with your own mouth. And this is the language of health to your body. Now, I want you to listen to that one more time. I want you to think about what I said. The way you release your faith is with your tongue. And you speak God's mighty word with your tongue. When you speak His word over and over and over, you will receive the healing power of Jesus, and your body will line up. Now, I've seen this many times. Now, if you want to see a graphic DVD that we have made about a wonderful healing of a young man, this young man, he was in his early 40s, and he was born with an incurable disease. Incurable. And there's no way, the doctor said, there's no way you're ever going to get healed. I told him, I guaranteed I can get him healed. I said, you come over to our ministry, I'll show you what to do from God's Word, and if you'll take His medicine every day, you'll spend time with the King and read and study His Word. I said, I guarantee He'll heal you. Well, the man finally believed, and he started on his journey. It did take him a year and a half to get his full healing. But let me tell you, he is grateful, 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 because he took God's words, stood on it, and one by one drove out these devils. Now then, the words you speak, the very words that you will speak, they are absolutely vital to your health and your well-being. Now, these diseases, some of those diseases that are out there that are incurable, they will never be cured unless people learn to speak the language of health that the body understands. Now, God's Word is infused or engrafted into you by the Holy Spirit, and it's done by giving voice to God's mighty Word. And how do you give voice to the Word? With your own mouth. And this is the language of health to your body. Now, a continual affirmation of God's Word in faith will build into your immune system a supernatural anointing that is incapable of eliminating sickness and disease in a natural manner. Now let's go on to another one of these stones here. Here are a few of the many scriptural reasons why I believe this so strongly. Now I want you to think. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Now that's scripture. That's written in Job 22:28. Now, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Now think about what the Lord's saying here. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Now, isn't that amazing? That's in Proverbs 18:7. Now, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, that's in Mark 11:23. Just think, the king said there, if you will believe, then those things which you have declared or said with your mouth will come to pass, and you will have whatever you say with your mouth. It's awesome what's written in this book, but most people don't believe it. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. What does that mean? Well, a man's heart will lead you astray. The heart, it's a wicked, conniving thing. It does not want you to do anything right. It wants you to do everything wrong. And it will do everything it can to lead you astray. But also, not only will a man's heart devise his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. And that's in Proverbs 16:9. But it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:20-21. Now, it's amazing to think what we can do by speaking the right words or the wrong words. Now, I want to stop right here and invite you to give us a call if you'd like the teachings on the power of the tongue. This is an ongoing series. If you'd like the power of the tongue, you call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We have it in every form of media. Now then, if you would like to contact us on the web, you can see all these things at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. You go to the media there and you can listen, you can order online, and everything is free and postpaid. We don't charge for anything. Remember, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Worship Him.